This shiur is sponsored as a slus for Yisrael ben Tov Freida and for a Rufus Shlema for Chana Sima Bas Frimit. We're going to skip to Mem Zayin. Mem Zayin is the mizmor that we say before Tekiyah Shofar, the standard minug Ashkenaz, which really means more accurately minug Poland Lita, is to say it seven times before Tekiyah Shofar. Minug Frankfurt, in fact, doesn't say it at all. Nonetheless, there's a very clear connection between this mizmor. Most of us daven, most people daven, most Ashkenazi Jews daven what I call Nusuch Poland Lita, and therefore we're going to look at this mizmor. The mizmor is speaking about the full Hiskalus, full revelation of Hashem in the world, and how the world's going to react, etc., etc. And that goes very good with Shofar, because if we look at Shofaros in the Musaf Shemot Esrei, we'll see that that is also the theme of Shofaros. The theme of Shofaros is Hiskalus, is Hitgalut, is revelation. Everyone should clap. Tikuchof means like to clap. Haril Elokim b'korino. Haril Elokim. Haril is to call out. I'll call out. Over here it does not yet mean with a shofar. It means to call out in excitement. We find, for example, similarly, when the Aron came to the Jewish camp in the beginning of Sefer Shmuel, everyone was Mari, that says the Hiriu. They called out in excitement. These psukim are speaking about how the world will function and will see things post, after the full Hiskalus, which happens after Mechemes Gog Magog. And it's not just that the world will accept Hashem in a passive way as king and as being in charge. Not much more than that. It's not just they will sing. Sometimes you sing because you're forced to sing. Zmirus, we've got to sing. Over here, it's much deeper. Kol ha'amim tiku chaf haril elokim. There'll be an excitement to sing out to Hashem, b'kol rino. It's also important to remember that one of the parallelisms to Mechemes Gog Magog is Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf, we find something similar. We find Shamu Amin Yigazun Chil Achaz Yoshe Parashas, that the nations heard and they trembled. Over there, the Hiskalus, that the revelation wasn't full, it was only partial. The nations, the world only got to a level of Yigazun, of fear and trembling, of excitement, of being happy and full acceptance, they didn't get. However, after Mechemes Gog Magog, when the Hiskalus, when the revelation is absolute and full, it's not just Yergozun and Yira and everyone's scared, it's much more than that. Kol Hamim Tikuchaf, Haril Elkim B'Kolrino. Ki Hashem Elyon Nora, because Hashem is lofty and awe-inspiring. Melech Gadol Al Kol Ha'aretz. He's a great king on all of the world. The Radak explains that Elyon means nothing will challenge Hashem's power, and nothing will challenge the position of what is happening after this full Hiskalus. Nora is referencing all the Nisim, all the great things, all the wonders which will happen at the conclusion of the Mechemes Gog Magog, and that will accompany the full Hiskalus, the full revelation. The Mizmor now goes on from Pasuk Dal to Pasuk Zayin, stepping back and looking at the Mechemes Gog Magog itself from one aspect of it, and also looking at the Kibbutz Golias, the Jewish people coming back to Eretz Yisrael, and the proper use of Eretz Yisrael and the Mikdash. Yad ber amim tachteinu amim tach sorglina. The word yad ber over here, according to Rashi, means yitain dever. It means give plague. Yad ber amim tachteinu. Now the Radak learns a little differently. The Radak and the Ibn Ezra learn yad ber is Russian dovra, is Russian to guide. Hashem will guide the nations to us and bring them all, who will all recognize Klal Yisrael's, the Jewish people's, place in the world as being the Avdei Hashem and connected to Hashem. Rashi ever learns again, Yad Ber Min Tachteinu, he will put Devar, he will put a plague amongst the nations instead of us. One of my friends commented, noted that someone had found this Rashi, Baruch Hashem, put it up in their shul, and they apparently think this has something to do with our current situation. Halavai, I hope we should all be zocha to see the L'Shrema and Mashiach Tzikenu B'mehera B'yameinu, as we say. However, in terms of the Rashi, it has nothing to do with, you know, the present crisis that we're going through, because the mechanism Rashi's talking about, Yad Brim Takteinu Yitin Dever B'umas Takas Nafshenu L'yos Chamosim Es Kareres B'hem. It works like this. Rashi, I'm going to say it very quickly, but there's a concept that Rashi and Chazal use numerous places, that the Midas Adin is Nis'arer, the Midas Adin comes into action, it has to take action. And Yad Ramim Tachteinu, Ramim Tachas Ragleinu, as we're asking, that David is davening, the Nekarach Sichar davening, that when the Mechemes Gog and Magog happens, Yad Ramim Tachteinu, that chema, that anger Hashem has, that din that Hashem is acting, shouldn't affect us, should affect us as little as possible. Instead of affecting us, it should affect the other nations. So, you know, we're not holding by Mechemes Gog u'Magog and full Hiskalos and full Revelation. No, we're close to it. I mean, maybe we're very close. We just don't know. But right now, the situation we're in now with the Corona plague is not directly connected to it. Anyone who wants to hear more about it can send me a message. I said a long shiur about this, explaining why Corona does not have much directly to do with Hiskalos, with Revelation of Mashiach. But anyway, the Rashi again, Yabim Takteinu, Rashi is talking about that the Mechemes Gog u'Magog should affect the Jewish people as little as possible. And then we go on to Yivchor Lanos Nachlaseinu, we should be chosen, we should choose our inheritance, we should be happy and choose it and love it, as Gon Yaakov, the brilliance of Yaakov, Asher Oev Sela, that he loved. And this is a reference, according to Rashi, this is a reference to the Mikdash, that we should go in and Allah Kim Basrua Sheva Kol Shofar, we should come into the Mikdash and use it in the completely proper way, being makriv karbanos, bringing the sacrifices and singing and rejoicing in the sacrifices in the fullest way that was the intention of the Ribbono Shel Olam Hashem when he gave us the Mikdash and was mitzvah and commanded us in the sacrifices. Allah Kim Basrua Sheva Kol Shofar. And this is really referencing to the theoretical full use of shofar, which of course our shofar is supposed to be ma'orer, that shofar, which is why we say it on Rosh Hashanah, but it's not directly referencing the mitzvah of tekiah. And then we'll say also zamro alkim zamero, zamro alkim zamero. We'll also use the shofar to sing to Hashem, is showing He's King. Kimalachal koretz alkim zamro maskil. Those who are intelligent will be zelcha, will merit to take part in this, and Hashem will have ruled over everything, and they'll also, all the world, the world totally will completely participate. Malach Elokim 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 Yoshev Elokisei Kodesho, Hashem will rule over all the nations, and they will recognize it, and they will want to take part in it, as we said earlier in the Mizmor. Elokim Yoshev Elokisei Kodesho, he'll be sitting on his holy throne in a complete way. And everyone will see that the people who have the rights to associate most with them are the Nedive Amim Nesafer, the generous ones, the great ones of the nation who come together, Amal Ke Avram, the nation of Avram. Just that, and this means, the Qurashi says, this means the people who were Moser Nefesh completely. And that comes from Avram Avinu, who's the Av, who's the forefather of being Moser Nefesh. Kila Kim Magini Eretz Mo Na'ale. And now it will be known that Hashem is fully protecting the world and fully involved in the world, and we have to praise Him as much as possible. And the people who are leading that and play the greatest part in that are those who are Moser Nefesh, for Avodas Hashem and Torah, who the Pasuk is calling the Nedive Amim and Amal Ke Avraham.